These big banks went under. The tellers lost their jobs. They weren't about greed.
But the system had a life of its own.
Maybe it was motivated by greed or competition and combined skill to manipulate the system.
Andrew Semple, do you have a view about this?
Well, I think there's two things here. We're talking a little bit, I think, on greed about attitude, people's views about what they do or what they're entitled to and their attitudes about other people and the society in which they live. And then there's a societal attitude, which we call a culture, which develops as well.
What do you think greed actually is?
I would see greed more in the individual attitude.
But what is it? How do you define greed?
Well, wanting more than you need, having power, control. It could be because of needs of self-aggrandizement, but it could be just a matter of social pathology, that the person just does not understand the impact of their behavior on other people, or they're ignorant. But they have this desire to have more or control over more or whatever it may be. And that's an individual thing, but it also can become a cultural thing. It spreads into a much broader group of people who all look at things the same way. And we can find that in cultures in our